Enzaland Radio.
We welcome you back to Ozaukee 3A Jefferson West Regional Baseball Tournament. It's semifinal number two, just moments away. Big Seven League opponents going at it. The top two in the league this year. And the back-to-back champs, the Bethel Blue Jays and the Jefferson West Tigers. And a good afternoon from the home of Jeff West here in Ozaukee. Lake Perry in the backdrop, beautiful view and a beautiful day for some baseball. Top seed, number one ranked, Bishop Ward, a 7-0 victory earlier today against Perry Lecompton. So Bishop Ward awaiting the winner of Sabetha and Jeff West in a regional title game, which will come after the conclusion of this one. Let's get you the starting lineups for this one. Third meeting between these two this year. Jeff West, we're at their home, but the lower seed, they will be the away team here in this matchup. Tigers at 16-6 overall. And in the semifinal regional game, they'll go like this here this afternoon. Colin Croson will lead things off. He is in right field. Cooper Watkins gets the nod, and he'll be pitching and batting second. Brody Boyer is catching and batting third. Brody Thielen bats in the cleanup spot and is at second base. Brady Scahan bats fifth. He is the DH. Eli Roberts will bat sixth. He is at first base. Gage Galley, he'll bat seventh and play third base. Drew Beilman in the number eight spot. He will be the shortstop. And then Tucker Holthaus rounding it out, number nine in the order, and is out in center field. The flex and Alex Jacobson, he won't bat, but he'll play defensively in left field. So again for Jeff West, Croson in right, Watkins pitching, Boyer catching, Thielen at second, Scahan the DH, Roberts at first, Galley at third, Beilman at short, Holthaus in center field with Jacobson defensively in left field. For the back-to-back Big 7 League champions, Sabetha Blue Jays, 17 wins and 5 losses. They go like this in the semifinal today. Mitchell Kramer leads things off. He is at shortstop. Batting second is Marcus Baumann, the center fielder. Christian McAfee will be pitching and batting third. Chase Fry in the cleanup spot, and he will play at third base. Jacob Grimm, he bats fifth and plays at first base. Aiden Lang, a senior, he will be in left field and batting sixth. Bottom third of the order, Reed Mitchell is catching, batting seventh. Harper Schmelsley at second base, he bats eighth. And Will Ulrich in right field, rounding out. That's the Bethel lineup. So again, for the Blue Jays, Kramer at shortstop, Baumann in center, McAfee pitching, Fry at third, Grimm at first, Lang in left, Mitchell catching, Schmelsley at second, and Ulrich is in right field. Again, the Blue Jays coming off their their quarterfinal win last Thursday, 11-1 victory against Hiawatha. Jeff West, they got an 11-4 victory in their quarterfinal win. We're in the semifinals, but the quarterfinals last Thursday, they knocked out ACCHS by an 11-4 mark. Again, both these teams have had great seasons, and now we'll meet for a third time. They played here at Jeff West back on April 22nd, and it was a split. Blue Jays a 4-2 winner in game number one, and then Jeff West came back with a 6-5 win in game number two. So the rubber match in this now three-game series this season, with the winner moving on to take on Bishop Ward in a regional championship here later on today. The loser will have their season come to an end. Again, Bishop Ward 7-0, a victory against Perry Lecompton in game one. We're still moments away from the first pitch here in game number two. Again, these two teams separated by just one game in the Big 7 League standings this year. Blue Jays finishing with a 12-2 league record, and the Tigers just one game back, 11-3. So you look back, the two main losses you look at for Jeff West, of course, they split with Sabetha. If they sweep that series, they ultimately tie for a league championship, and then they had another split with Perry Lecompton earlier this year as well, losing one of those two games to the cause, 7-4. So you win one of those two games, and you at least tie with Sabetha for the Big 7 League championship. But, of course, Sabetha winning the title outright, a second consecutive year, and trying to get back to a state tournament berth for a third consecutive year. Again, the Tigers will go like this. Croson and Wright, Watkins pitching, Boyer catching, Thielen at second, Scahan the DH, Roberts at first, Galley at third, Beilman at short, Holthaus in center field, Jacobson the flex playing in left. And then the Blue Jays one final time, Kramer at short, Baumann in center, McAfee pitching, Fry at third, Grimm at first, Lang in left, Mitchell the catcher, Schmelsley the second baseman, and Ulrich is in right field. The two head coaches, Coach Hypes or Jefferson West, leading the charge. They're going to be rocking the black jersey tops, red numerals, white trim, dark blue tops for Sabetha, white numerals in lettering. They're going to go with the gray pants here in this matchup today. Again, you can argue this is the toughest 3A regional this year with three teams in this eight-team tournament bracket with an above 700 win percentage. Two of those three teams, of course, here with Sabetha and Jefferson West. And the undefeated team in 3A, that is number one, Bishop Ward, who moved to 22-0 with their 7-0 victory in the first semifinal today against Perry LeCompton. Difference really in that game, they had scored a couple of runs with one in the second, one in the third, but then they blew the game open. Four runs in the fourth. Cyclones actually hit for the cycle in that inning, starting out with a triple and ending with a two-run home run. Again, they put four on the board, led the cause 6-0, would add one more run late. Again, winning that game 7-0. And Bishop Ward hanging around and await the winner in a regional championship game. It could be a rematch of last year's regional title, of course, here on this same field. It was Jeff West losing 6-2 to Bishop Ward in the regional championship game. The Cyclones would go on to state last year. They'd be the 7th seed, losing to 2-seed Columbus by a 9-8 final. So again, we're gearing up for Sabetha and Jefferson West, game number two of the triple dip here on KNCA. Blue Jays 17-5, Tigers 16-6. Let's step aside for a timeout. They're getting ready to announce the lineups, and the national anthem is straight ahead. We'll come back after this break and get you set for first pitch. Between the Blue Jays and the Tigers, it's regional baseball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look out your window and you'll see trees flowering and the grass is turning vibrant shades of green. Another sign of spring is farmers preparing their fields for planting. Hi, I'm Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. Today we recognize the contributions and hard work of farmers across the region. Our local farm families bring us signs of new life and the promise of hope and a bright future ahead. At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we are proud to help behind the scenes with ag loans and services. And we know our local farmers make everyone rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer...
Semi-final number two on deck, Sabetha and Jefferson West here in Ozaukee. Beautiful afternoon, mid-70s, getting set. Christian McAfee on the bump for the Blue Jays. Boy, excited to bring you this one. These two competitive in their splits earlier this season on April 22nd with Jeff West losing the first game to the Blue Jays 4-2, but the Tigers bounce back with a 6-5 game two victory. So again, the rubber match here with all on the line. Trip to the regional championship for the winner against Bishop Ward, number one and top seed, who is undefeated on the year. But both these teams have had sensational marks. Jeff West, 16-6 coming in. Blue Jays, 17-5. They were separated by just one game in the Big 7 League standings, with Sabetha winning their second consecutive Big 7 League title. We're playing at the home of Jeff West, but the Tigers, the lower seed, so they will be the road team here, and will bat first. It'll be Croson, Watkins, and Boyer, the top three in that Jeff West lineup. Tigers beat ACCHS Thursday in the quarterfinals, 11-4, and Sabetha with an 11-1 victory on Hiawatha on Thursday in their semifinal. We are ready to rock and roll for semifinal number two. Here is the freshman right fielder, Colin Croson. It's the big righty and Christian McAfee for the Blue Jays. The third game between these two, they have each won one. Winner moves on to a regional championship, and here we go. Croson steps in from the right side, McAfee lifting the left leg and firing the first pitch a little bit upstairs for ball number one, and here we go. Bishop Ward awaits in the title game. Next pitch, same location, same result, ball two. And it's two balls and no strikes. A 2-0 by McAfee. That one is in there. Knee-high fastball, two balls and one strike. Mitchell is catching for McAfee. Next pitch, hit to the right side, playable. Backing up about four steps is Ulrich in right to make the catch, and one up and one down.
Number 12, Cooper Watkins.
So the first out of the game, and here's Cooper Watkins, the sophomore pitcher. And the first pitch to Watkins, the righty, swing and a miss for strike one. Love the crowd support for both of these teams here this afternoon. And just such a monstrous game. Off-speed pitch tails outside. One ball and one strike. The Tigers enter today's game averaging 7.8 runs per game. They have scored 172 runs in their 22 games. Now, Sabetha on the other side have allowed 101 runs in their 22 games. Good for 4.6 a game. And off the end of the bat to the left side, easy play and catch for Fry at third, two up and two down.
Catcher Brody Boyer.
Just off the end of the bat, it was really off the tip of it, and just a little light liner to Fry at third base, two steps to his left to make the catch, and here's Brody Boyer, a senior catcher with two outs and nobody on. Beautiful off-speed pitch, gets the call, and it's no balls and one strike. Tigers have won 5 of 6 coming into this game. Next pitch, fastball knee high. It's quickly 0-2. The Blue Jays' last loss was to Jeff West, and that's split on April 22nd. Since then, they have won 5 in a row. Here's an 0-2. Just missed the outside corner. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The lone loss in the stretch for Jeff West, where they have won 5 of their last 6, was a loss at Silver Lake. Next pitch, high and inside. Evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Croson flied out to right. Watkins lined out to third. Boyer right now with a 2-2 count. Swing and a miss. Got him with an inside fastball. Swung over the top. Good start for McAfee and the Blue Jays. 3 up and 3 down. No score to the home first we go. Regional baseball semifinals here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads. Download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
Semi-final 2 here in Ozaukee today. Jeff West and Sabetha scoreless as we hit the home first. Blue Jays the home team being the 2 seed. Tigers the road team in this game as they are the 3 seed. It'll be Mitchell Kramer, Marcus Bauman, and Christian McAfee. Top 3 in the Blue Jays order against Cooper Watkins for Jeff West. Jeff West and Sabetha, 2 of the 14 teams in 3A entering regional tournaments with an above 700 win percentage on the year. And it's the only 3A regional out of 8 that has 3 or more teams with that same mark above 700 on the win percentage. Of course, Bishop Ward as well awaits the winner with an undefeated 22-0 record. All 3 of the teams remaining have played 22 games to this point. Kramer steps in, and first pitch off speed, low and outside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Kramer bats from the right side. As Watkins fires from the windup, next pitch in there for a strike, evens up, 1 ball and 1 strike. Blue Jays have scored 185 runs in their 22 games, good for 8.4 a game. Next pitch in there, called strike, and it's 1-2. Tigers on the other side, they have been good with defense and pitching. 89 allowed in their 22, which is just 4 runs a game allowed. 1-2, skied to right, and easily played by Croson to make the catch for out number 1.
Marcus Bauman.
So just like the Tigers started in their first at bat, a fly out to right. And with 1 out, here's Marcus Bauman, the senior center fielder. Open on a stance from the right side. Watkins also a righty. First pitch is in there, called strike number 1. Next pitch, fouled straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. Sabetha last year won 19 games. They lost 5, won the Big 7 league title. They won the Nemaha Central Regional, losing the first round at the state tournament to Wichita Collegiate by a 3-1 final, trying to get back to the state tournament for a 3rd straight year. The 0-2 was in the dirt, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Both these teams have been very solid over the last three or four seasons. And next pitch, just missing the outside corner, and a good eye for Bauman evens it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeff West lost their first two games of the year. They were swept by Tonganoxie, but then won 4 straight. Now a 2-2 count, ripped into center field, and Bauman, the first hit of the game, a sharp single.
Pitcher Christian McAfee.
Here's McAfee. Steps in, batting from the left side with Bauman at first and one out. No score, bottom one. Bishop Ward, top seed, number one ranking at 22-0. Defeated Perry LeCompton 7-0 and await the winner of this one in the regional championship game. The first base runner for Sabetha. First pitch by Watkins, low and inside for ball one. There's a throw to first, and Bauman back in time. McAfee plays middle of the box, fairly straight up with his stance. Getting the call down the third baseline, steps back in. Count 1-0. First time Watkins having to go out of the stretch. Glancing at first. Next pitch, in there, called strike on the corner, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. We have a solid umpiring crew for today's matchups, doing all three. A 1-1, swing and a miss at a high fastball. McAfee might have been a little behind it, and he's down now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kramer flew out to right for the first out of the inning. Bauman singled to center. He is at first with 1 out. 1 ball and 2 strikes here on McAfee. Another throw to first. A little bit closer this time, but Bauman back safely. Out of the stretch, Watkins sets at the belt and fires. Runner takes off, but a foul ball. So Bauman was going on that pitch. He got a great jump. McAfee just caught a piece, keeps it alive at 1-2. Chase Fry due up next. The wind has calmed down a touch, but gusting a little bit towards that right center field gap. The American flag out there over the fence. We saw Annie Dunn for Bishop Ward at a home run off the scoreboard in right center in the first game. Another foul off there for McAfee. Stays 1-2. The wind was certainly helping Dunn in that at-bat with the home run. And you could see the flag a little bit gusting towards that right center field fence. 1 ball, 2 strikes here on McAfee. Waits for it. Curveball. Right side grounder. Double play intact. Throw to first is not in time. So they get the lead run for out number 2, and McAfee on with the fielder's choice.
Third baseman Chase Fry.
So Fry steps in. McAfee at first, 2 down. First pitch by Watkins is fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Fry in the game against Hiawatha on Thursday, he reached twice. He drove in 2. He had a walk and a double and scored a couple of runs. And the big inning in that one for the Blue Jays was the first 2 innings as they scored 8 runs in the first 2 en route to that victory. Next pitch outside. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Looks like Fry's a tad bit closed on his stance. Here's Watkins' next pitch, high and away. Now a throw down to first and a good stab by the first baseman Roberts to keep it from going into right field. So it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 outs and 1 on. No score, bottom one, just getting going. Winner gets the number one ranked Bishop Ward Cyclones in a regional title game. Another foul ball, cars beware. It'll be 2 balls and 2 strikes. If Fry's able to do something, then Jacob Grimm will follow. McAfee, the runner at first base with 2 down. Watkins sets, chest high, and fires. This one popped up, playable, infield. It's going to stay inside that line, and it's going to be the second baseman, Thielen, to call off Roberts to make the catch. And that retires the side. So a one-out single does no harm. We have played one. Six to go, no score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tabman here in Ozaukee, Kirk Hillman, studio producer. Shout out to the big boss man, Justin Fluke, who stepped in for a little bit in that first broadcast today. Appreciate all the help during these busy times of the year, and no exception here, as we're coming down the home stretch of the 23-24 high school year. Graduations upon us, spring sports winding down, and we got semifinal number two here for regional baseball at Jeff West. No score between Jeff West and Sabetha as McAfee back to work, 4, 5, and 6 in the Tigers' order with Brody Thielen, and he takes one right off the bottom and will take first base, hit by the pitch, and that is a leadoff hit batter. So the first base runner for the Tigers, Brody Thielen, via a hit by pitch, and he's on with nobody out. Boy, these two in their first meetings of the year, their lone meetings of the year, I should say. Again, both games were close. Sabetha 4-2 in the first game of that doubleheader. Jeff West 6-5 in game two. Expecting nothing different in this win and move on ball game this afternoon. Here's Skahan. He steps in, takes one inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Thielen at first base with nobody out. So McAfee, first time out of the stretch for him. He'll fire. And it's off the inside part of the bat, popped up left side. Easy play for Kramer, makes the catch, and that's the first out.
First baseman Eli Roberts.
So one on, one out. Here's Eli Roberts, the senior first baseman. Thielen at first. It's been roughly partly to mostly cloudy here today. The sun has been in and out throughout. Sun is out currently. First pitch, a little bit outside for McAfee. Pops out of the glove of Mitchell for ball one. On the game against ACCHS on Thursday. Now it's ripped to the left side, but well foul. And it's 1-1. Roberts, he did not play in that quarterfinal win. And getting an opportunity here, of course, in the semifinals. Thielen was hit by a pitch. He is at first with one out. It is one ball and one strike here on Roberts. McAfee's pitch. Catching the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Gage Galley due up next for Jefferson West. Black uniform tops, Tigers across the chest. White pants with the red and black stripe. 1-2. Tails outside, evens up, two balls and two strikes. Defensively behind McAfee, Fry at third, Kramer at short, Schmelzley at second, Grimm at first, Mitchell the catcher, Lang's in left, Bauman in center, Ulrich is in right. A 2-2 count here on Roberts. The pitch. Up, playable, right side of the infield, and McAfee calls it off the mound to make the catch for out number two.
Number 25, Gage Galley.
So after a hit batter to Thielen, for a leadoff man, a pop out to short and a pop out to the pitcher. Quickly two outs, and the runner still at first base. Here's Galley, a senior third baseman, batting from the right side. First pitch a little bit low in the dirt for ball one. I said it's in the broadcast on Thursday. We'll say it again. Galley, the Big 7 leader in rebounds during the basketball season. A tall right-hander takes one outside. It is 2-0. Tienlin at first and two outs. 2-0 count here on Galley. No score in the top of the second. The Tigers plan on their home field, but the lower seed, they are the road team in this game. Next pitch, called strike. And it's two balls and one strike. Tigers won 15 games last season, losing to Bishop Ward in the title game. They have 16 wins now. Here's a foul ball. Taking off on the pitch was Thielen, but now has to go back. And from a 2-0 start, evens up now, two balls and two strikes. Mention again, both these teams have had great success over the last few years. Tigers 16-6 now this year. Last year they go 15-8. 2 years ago they won 11 games. And all the way back to 2021 they won 12 games. Very consistent is this program. Now ripped to the left side, another foul ball. Good at bat there, or I should say at least a good swing there by Galley, just a little bit out in front. And it stays 2-2. Sabetha, 17 wins coming into this game. They win 19 last year, 15 and 22, and then 13 in 21. 2-2. And waiting on it and hitting it out to right field, diving and making a catch and sliding to the knees is Ulrich. And just like that, a good defensive effort gets Sabetha out of the inning. So 1.5 now in the books, no score. To the bottom of the second we go. It's regional baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Hanzaland Radio.
No score to the bottom of the second inning. Jacob Grimm leading things off for the Blue Jays against Cooper Watkins for Jeff West. First pitch, breaking ball, tails outside of the zone. It's 1-0. 5, 6, and 7 in the Blue Jays order with Grimm, Lang, and Mitchell. 1-0 outside. Now two balls and no strikes. In the quarterfinal win Thursday against Hiawatha, Grimm had two walks, a double. He drove in two and scored twice. Now a half-heart check swing and caught a piece of the bat for a foul tip, and it's 2-1. Closed on his stance from the right side. Watkins fires in the dirt, 3-1. We expect this game to be competitive just like the first two. But a lot more on the line with this one this afternoon. There's a swing and a miss on a 3-1 count. He was really hacking at the fastball there, and it's now 3-2. A lot of seniors in this Blue Jays lineup want to get back to state. And a pitch outside, good eye, ball four, and a leadoff walk to Grimm.
Left fielder number 10, Aiden Lang.
So he has now reached in all four of his at-bats in this tournament. Three walks and a double. So here's Aiden Lang, and no joke, as he hits a grand slam in that win against the Red Hawks on Thursday, clearing the fence and into the trees out in left center. Highlighted that five-run second inning. Takes a pitch outside for ball one. Grimm at first base, nobody out. Still looking for the first run of the game. There's a swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's 1-1. And what's even crazier about that grand slam, they intentionally walked Grimm to load the bases before they got to Lang. And Lang, on a 1-1 pitch, crushed it over the fence in left center. At that point, made it a 7-0 game. They would go on to win 11-1. Now it's one ball and two strikes. Watkins lifts and fires. In there, strike three, knee-high fastball, catching the outside corner and a big first out as Lang is retired.
Catcher number 38, Reed Mitchell.
That is the first strikeout for Cooper Watkins today. Here's Reed Mitchell, the sophomore catcher. Grimm at first base, now one out. He will bat from the left side. Watkins bends it in there for a strike. It's 0-1. A lot of movement on that pitch. Mitchell, in a sophomore, he was 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the game on Thursday. And takes another bender, this time on the outside corner for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Beautiful field conditions here for this triple dip on KNZA. Next pitch low and inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. There wasn't much rain on these, or at least in these parts, yesterday. They were out here practicing on the field. Of course, there were regional softball tournaments that were moved around a little bit from yesterday. There's a foul ball way out of play down the left field line, and stays 1-2. No score, bottom two. Grimm, the runner at first with one out. A one-ball, two-strike count here on the sophomore catcher, Reed Mitchell. Watkins setting at the belt, lifts the leg, fires. Missing high and away with the fastball, evens up, 2-2. Harper Schmelzley due up next for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays weren't in the 3A rankings in the last KABC ranks, but were in and out throughout the course of the year. Next pitch, another bender, and on the inside part of the plate, clips it enough for a second consecutive strikeout.
Number three, Harper Schmelzley.
So after a leadoff walk, back-to-back strikeouts for Lang and Mitchell, that leaves it up to Harper Schmelzley to keep the inning alive. A senior second baseman from the right side, number 8 in the order. Fouls this one straight away and straight back, and it's 0-1. The bleachers completely full. You have fans in their seats around the edge, behind the wall, down the first base and third base lines. Of course, Bishop Ward fans still hanging around with their team, awaiting the winner. So a lot of people enjoying this afternoon triple header of baseball action. There was a swing and a miss. Now Schmelzley quickly down 0-2. Needs to protect with Grimm at first. Swing and a miss. And how about striking out the side after a leadoff walk? No harm done. With Grimm at first base, three straight strikeouts for Cooper Watkins. To the third we go. No score here on KNZA.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
And Kirk Kilman continuing on. Semifinal number two here in Ozaukee. 3A Regional Baseball. Bishop Ward awaiting the winner of Sabetha and Jeff West. Tigers Blue Jays scoreless as we go to the third inning of play. Appreciate everyone hanging out with us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
Leading off for the Tigers, shortstop Drew Bauman.
For the Road Tigers, start the third. It'll be 8-9-1 in their order as Christian McAfee back to work. It is Bauman, Holthaus, and Croson. Two up for the Tigers again here in the top of the third. McAfee back to work. Has a strikeout through the first two. First pitch is a miss high and inside on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Tigers have had one base runner. It was Thielen who was hit by a pitch. Now a check swing, and it's popped up to the right side. Called off by Schmelzley, makes the catch for the out.
Center fielder, Tucker Holthaus.
Unlucky there for Bauman, just a check swing, and it hits off the end part of the bats and just popped up to the right side. Easy play for Schmelzley, or out number one. Here's Holthaus, the junior center fielder. He will bat from the left side against McAfee, the righty. So nobody on, one out. Here in the third, still no score. Swinging at the first pitch, launching it towards the line, down the left field line, I should say. Pretty easy and routine for Lang to make the catch there. And quickly two up and two down.
Colin Croson.
So a pop out to second, a fly out to left, and to the top of the order with Croson. Croson began the game, flying out to right field, takes a pitch low and inside here for ball one. Croson on Thursday against ACCHS, reached base three times, including a two RBI double and a five-run fourth inning. And defensively, Bauman in center playing a scotch to his right, and then there is a heavy gap in the right center field area there. But Croson, a righty, he'd have to push it out that way, and he check swings here, and it tips the bat for strike number one. So one ball and one strike. Nobody on, two outs. Next pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. McAfee trying to make quick work. And that one low and outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. No score here in the third inning. McAfee fires. Just missed with a fastball there. It was bell tie. Might have been a scotch to the outside. And the count runs full at 3-2 with Watkins due up next. A quick yes on the sign, a 3-2, and it's hit to the left side and over the outstretched arms of Kramer into left field for a two-out single. Boy, that was sharply hit.
Number 12, Cooper Watkins.
First hit for the Tigers today, and that brings up Cooper Watkins, who lined out to third in his first AB. So Croson at first, two down. And McAfee going to have to go back to the stretch for this next at bat. He'll set at the belt and fires in a fastball that's clipped on the bat for a foul tip and strike number one. Watkins did not playing the game on Thursday, but an opportunity here in the semifinals. Now he hits it off the inside part of the bat. A lot of spin. Only play is going to be at first. And then Grimm taps the bag for the final out. So the two-out single does no harm. We're still scoreless. We head to the home third. It's high school baseball coverage here on KNZA.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. we continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of AgLoan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
About that, Brandon Salmon with you. Kirk Kilman, studio producer, might want to put the headset down so people can hear me. Kirk Kilman in studio, no score. Sabetha and Jeff West.
The Blue Jays, right fielder number 8, Will Ulrich.
Again, bottom of the third inning we go. Still looking for the first run of the game. Blue Jays 9-1-2 in the order against Cooper Watkins. Both pitchers have pitched well here through the first couple of innings. Watkins, he struck out the side in the last inning, and Ulrich swinging and fouling away the first pitch, and it's 0-1. So Ulrich, Kramer, and Bauman do up for the Blue Jays here in inning number 3. Watkins holds the glove high, likes the call, fires, and a high fastball swung right through it. Ulrich missing, and it's 0-2. Defensively, Galley at third, Beilman at short, Thielen at second, Roberts at first, Boyers the catcher, Jacobson in left, Holthouse in center, Croson in right. Good swing there for Ulrich, fouls another one away, and it stays 0-2. Let's see if Ulrich can battle down 0-2 and takes one in the dirt. Good eye on the off-speed pitch there. It's 1-2. Blue Jays through the first two innings have had 2 base runners. Or I should say 3 base runners. They've had a single, a walk, and then McAfee reaching out a fielder's choice. That pitch in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Both teams with just 1 hit so far. The sun creeping back through the clouds. Clouds are a little bit darker over the fence and left. Right side of the field, mainly blue skies. Here's a 2-2. High and outside fastball. So what a battle here for Ulrich. Quickly down 0-2, and he comes back, and now the count full at 3-2. Choked up a little bit on the bat. Batting from the left side, no gloves. Swing and a miss, and a strikeout. Caught a piece, upset with himself. Pitch might have been low for ball 4, but nonetheless, 4 consecutive strikeouts now for Cooper Watkins. And back to the top of the order, here is Mitchell Kramer for a second time today. Blew out to right in his first at bat. Nobody on, one out here in the third inning. Rips it to the left side, dropped by Galley at third, but he's got plenty of time to make the throw to first for the out.
Number 5, Marcus Bauman.
So 2 up and 2 down here in the home third. It was a line shot, popped out of the glove at Galley at third, but plenty of time again to throw across the diamond to get that out. Here's Bauman, who steps in, takes a called strike. It's 0-1. He's got the lone Sabetha hit, a single in the first, and then was thrown out at second base on a fielder's choice by McAfee. Next pitch was in the dirt, 1-1. The later you get into the game, the tense at E rises for sure. Here's a slow roller to the right side. Going to be a tough play for Thielen, and he can't get there, and it's an infield hit. Now, Thielen was playing more towards second base and more towards a pull.
17, Christian McAfee.
And that was off the inside part of the bat, and Bauman simply too athletic, too much speed, and there was no chance. So Bauman, the 2 hits today for the Blue Jays. He's at first with 2 down. Here's McAfee, reached on a fielder's choice. Has a chance to keep the line moving. Watkins, swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-1. Sabetha. Sabethas, 5 losses. They were swept by Rock Creek. They actually started the year 0-3, then added a loss to Burlington in there. They've also lost to Holton and Jeff West. Here is a sharp grounder to the right side, and it's through. And it was a hit and run, and Bauman might have got clipped by the shortstop in Bioman, which kept him from going to third, and he's asking the umpire if interference was a factor there, and it looks like he'll have to hang on at second base. I think that's what the Sabetha fans are arguing.
Number 22, Chase Fry.
Well, if he doesn't clip Bioman at shorts, he was trying to go first to third, but nonetheless, 2 outs and 2 on. Back-to-back singles by Bauman and McAfee. First and second with 2 down. And here's Fry with an RBI chance here in the bottom of the third. Off speed, a tie, it's 1-0. Well, Watkins was cruising along. He struck out Ulrich and then got Kramer to ground out. Back-to-back singles here by Bauman and McAfee. Put a little pressure on the Tigers here in the third. Next pitch is high, it's 2-0. Fry popped out to second in his first at bat. But a chance to give the Blue Jays the first run of the game. Here's a 2-0. Swing and a miss. Piece of it, nonetheless, a strike. It's 2-1. Jeff West, their 6 losses this year. They were swept by Tonganoxie in their opener. That was all the way back on March 21st. And they also have splits with losses to Nemaha Central, Perry Lecompton, Sabetha, and then a loss to Silver Lake. There's a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 2-2. A strike away from getting out of the inning with no harm done after 2 early outs. Back-to-back singles has Bauman at second, McAfee at first. No score here in the home third. Regional semifinal, Class 3A. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch by Watkins. Foul straight back. And we'll do it again at 2-2. If Fry can do something here, Jacob Grimm on deck. The Blue Jays trying to strike first with a 2-out rally. Another 2-2 pitch on the way. High and away. Count runs full at 3-2. A big early pitch in this game. 3 balls, 2 strikes. No score. Runners at first and second here in the home third. Watkins sets the belt and will throw to first base, and the ball gets away. McAfee stays, and Bauman goes to third. Interesting decision there. McAfee did not have much of a lead. And that errant throw is going to get Bauman up to third. So now he's got to regather for this 3-2 pitch coming up. If a walk is issued here, the bases are going to be loaded. Now they're at the corners. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, no score, bottom three. Biggest pitch of the game so far, and now he steps off the rubber, throws back to first. McAfee takes second without a throw. Boy, Watkins really now concerned with the runners. He steps off the rubber. McAfee got a great jump and is at second base now. So now for a third time, Watkins has to reset and deliver a 3-2. The Betha fans feeling a little momentum their way. Here's a 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. It hits the dirt and throw down to first in time. So Watkins gets out of the jam with 2 in scoring position. And we stay zeros on the board. We head to inning number 4. High school baseball, hang with us. It's a good one so far. It's Sabetha and Jeff West here on KNZA.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmer D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Well, Watkins and company, Jeff West getting out of a jam in the last half inning. Blue Jays strand runners at second and third. We're still scoreless, and we hit now the fourth inning of play as it's 3, 4, and 5 in the Jeff West lineup facing Christian McAfee another time. It's Boyer, Thielen, and Skahan. No runs, three hits for the Blue Jays. No runs, one hit for the Tigers. Winner moves on to a regional championship. Bishop Ward awaiting the winner. McAfee's first pitch, fastball inside to Boyer, and it's 1-0. Boyer struck out in his first at-bat swinging on a 2-2 pitch, and now takes a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. Tigers have had just two base runners, and this one is hit well, but playable in center, and coming on to make the catch about five steps forward is Bauman for out number one.
Second baseman, Brody Thielen.
Here's Thielen, who was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat, but couldn't get any farther than first base. He led off the second being hit by a pitch, and that was followed by a pop-out, and a line-out. First pitch to Thielen in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. McAfee trying to make quick work here. Shakes off a couple of signs. Now he likes that third opportunity. Lifts and fires. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Quickly 0-2. An intense battle the longer we go into this game scoreless. McAfee just missing an 0-2 on the outside corner. Now 1-2. And a 1-2 low and outside. So evens up, 2-2. Thielen on Thursday in Stacy CHS had an RBI double. He also had another single and another single. Had three hits in that game. 11-4 their victory there. Next pitch, low and outside in the dirt from 0-2 to 3-2. One out, nobody on. Here in the top of the fourth. Still no score. Top seed, number one ranked Bishop Ward, 7-0 victorious over the 4-seed Perry LeCompton in the first game of the day. Here's a 3-2. Rip to the left side, going to be a tough play. It's off the tip of the glove for Fry, and the throw is going to be late. It's an infield hit for Thielen, and he's on with one out.
Designated hitter, Brady Skahan.
Well, it was not hit incredibly hard. It was between Kramer at short, Fry at third, and it was Fry moving to his left who tried to make the play. Caught a piece of the glove and had to settle and didn't have enough time for the long throw across the diamond. So now, Thielen at first base with one out. McAfee back to the stretch. Here's Skahan who popped out, and it gets to the backstop. Ricochets, throw to second on a hop, and not in time. And Thielen to second base on the wild pitch, and a base hit could give Jeff West the lead. 1-0. Here on Skahan, the freshman DH. A little bit open on his stance from the right side. A 1-0 on the way. It's outside. And it is 2-0. Skahan was 1-for-3 with a walk and an RBI single on Thursday. Has a chance for an RBI here with a runner at second and one out. Now McAfee steps off and runs Thielen back to the bag. Neither Kramer or Schmelzley really holding him on over there. We have seen pitchers really concerned with base runners in this game so far. Hasn't bit him yet. Now steps off again and chases Thielen back to second base. So again, Boyer lined out to center to begin the inning. And then on a 3-2 pitch, Thielen singled, and is now at second base after a wild pitch. Here's a 2-0. That is in there. Late call, and a big strike makes it 2-1. The third game these two teams have played against each other here in 2024. They have each won one. McAfee lifts and fires, and it's up to the right side. Could be a tough play. Shallow right. Actually got a little bit farther out there than anticipated. Ulrich makes the catch and fires it in quickly for out number two, leaving Thielen at second base.
First baseman Eli Roberts.
So now two outs, and it's up to Eli Roberts. So off the bat, it looked like it was maybe going to be pretty shallow and maybe a tough play for Schmelzley at second, but that ball just continued to carry out into right field, and Ulrich able to make the catch and get it in quickly. The runner at second now, two down. Roberts popped out to first, or correction, popped out to the pitcher in his first at bat, and to the left side, a little liner that's caught for Fry, and that ends the inning. There wasn't much behind it, but Jeff West, they're going to strand a runner in scoring position. To the home fourth, still no score. Regional baseball here on KNCA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
KNZA.
High school baseball here on KNZA continues. Regional coverage from Ozaukee. Blue Jays and Tigers scoreless to the home fourth. And Jacob Grimm leading off for the Blue Jays. And the first pitch by Watkins in the dirt for ball one. Watkins has five strikeouts today. He struck out the side in the second, and he struck out two in the third. Next pitch missing, 2-0 here on Grimm. Grimm will be followed by Lang and then Mitchell after that. The winner takes on Bishop Ward in a regional championship game after this one. And taking all the way, 2-0 is in there for a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. Grimm walked in his first at-bats. That was in the second, as we mentioned. And he walked to lead off that inning, and Watkins struck out the side after that. The next pitch finds its way in there as well, 2-2 now. Both pitchers, Watkins and McAfee, have been great, and now a liner to the left side, but foul, and it stays 2-2. Now the wind dying down a touch, blowing towards that gap in right center. Not really much of a breeze currently, but it's on and off. Here's a 2-2 on the way. Oh. In there, right down Broadway for strike number three and strikeout number six.
Left fielder number 10, Aiden Lang.
The Watkins striking out Grimm for the first out in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Lang, who was a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. A swing and a miss at a fastball. Watkins got some velocity going. It's 0-1. Lang the grand slam over the fence in left center on Thursday against Hiawatha.
Hey, way to work the hit.
And he quickly gets a foul ball there for Lang, and Watkins the advantage at 0-2. Nobody on and one out here in the home fourth. No score between these future Big East League opponents. Of course, the league changing. The Big Seven going to be no more after this year. The Mideast is coming aboard, and we can't wait for what 24 and 25 is going to bring to us with that new league. And some teams moving around a little bit. Here's a 1-2. In there, strike three, looking. Another strikeout. And make it 7 on the day for Watkins.
38, Reed Mitchell.
Both the strikeouts here in this inning, looking. And now nobody on and two outs for the catcher, Reed Mitchell. Well, you talk about a power league, not just in Northeast Kansas, but in the states. When you look at the Mideast, merging with the Big Seven next year, it'll be the Big East League. Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, and Raleigh County all coming aboard. Riverside will head to the NEKL, as will Troy. That league will change up a little bit as well. So one ball, one strike count here to Mitchell. Still no score. Waiting on a off-speed pitch, and he chops it foul to the left side. It's 1-2. So a chance here for Watkins to strike out the side here in the fourth. It would be the second time that he struck out the side. Did so in the second. Which team will strike first? The way both these pitchers are rocking right now, runs are very hard to come by in this game so far. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a miss. And he does strike out the side again. 8 strikeouts for Cooper Watkins. And we head to the fifth. Still no score. It's high school baseball here on KNZA.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman double teaming here on KNZA. Game 2 of our triple header, regional baseball. Bishop Ward 7-0 over Perry LeCompton in Game 1. Number 1 ranked Cyclones await the winner of the Sabetha Jeff West semifinals in the championship, which will be played roughly a half hour, 25 minutes or so after the conclusion of this one. But still no score. Both pitchers with Watkins and McAfee pitching well here today, but we head to the fifth. Jeff West will have 7, 8, 9 in their order.
Third baseman, number 25, Gage Galley.
It'll be Gage Galley. So McAfee back to work. His defense has helped him out. Just one strikeout so far through four. And his first pitch here in the fifth inning is sky to the left side. Fry, maybe a chance in foul territory, and it drops. Couldn't quite get there in time, and it's just going to be a lengthy strike number one. Galley will be followed by Beilman and Holthaus, and then Croson if one of those three are able to get on. Just 2 hits in the game so far for the Tigers. One by Croson and one by Thielen. Both singles off McAfee. Next pitch high and inside. And it evens up. 1 ball and 1 strike. And quickly back with a 1-1. And an E-high right down the middle fastball. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Galley lined out to right field in his first at bat. Now has to protect down 2 strikes. Next pitch outside. Evens up. And it's 2-2. The senior third baseman, Gage Galley, rocking jersey number 25 for the Tigers. 2-2. McAfee likes the sign. Kicks and delivers. It is in the dirt, and the count runs full, 3-2. Good at bat here for Galley. Let's see if he can get on here with a 3-2 pitch coming up. Once again, no runs, 2 hits for the Tigers. We're in the top of the fifth. No runs, 3 hits for the Blue Jays. Out in front of that one, he sails it foul. We'll do it again at 3-2. This will be the 58th pitch for Christian McAfee. So he has been fairly efficient with that number in the game so far. 3-2. It is low and outside, ball four.
Shortstop number two, Drew Beilman.
So a leadoff walk, Galley at first, and here's Beilman. Well, you feel the intensity pick up every time a team is getting a base runner on with, again, no score in this do-or-die game. But expected nothing less the way these two have played this season. McAfee out of the stretch, fires, bunt shown. It's hit well to the right side, low play, did the job. The out at first. Grimm throws to second base and nearly got Galley off the bag, but a sacrifice there for Beilman.
Center fielder number five, Tucker Holthouse.
Gets the runner into scoring position. So here's Tucker Holthouse, a runner in scoring position. And just one out here in the inning. Galley at second base. Holthouse flew out to left in his first at bat. And the lefty flies this one sky high towards shallow right center field. Beilman works to make the catch, not deep enough to advance. There is a big second out.
Right fielder, Colin Croson.
So it's up to the number one hitter in the order in Croson. He was flown out to right and is also singled. He is one for two. So two outs. The runner is Galley at second base after a leadoff walk. Still no score. We're in the fifth. McAfee's pitch. Catching the inside part of the plate, called strike number one. The opportunities for both teams have been fairly limited to this point. McAfee's next pitch hit well. This is going to be a tough play for Beilman. He cannot get there. This is going to drive in the first run of the game. It is Croson with an RBI double to the gap in left center, and the Tigers lead it 1-0. So it takes until the fifth inning for a team to get on the board in the do-or-die game here, and it's going to be the away/home team Tigers. The freshman right fielder, Colin Croson, comes through with a two-out RBI double, and he is at second base. With the Tigers now in front, 1-0. Here's Cooper Watkins, who is 0-2. Throw back to second, not in time. Galley led off the inning with a walk. Got over to second with a Beilman sacrifice bunt. Holthouse flew out to center, and then Croson with two outs stepped up big. Found the gap in left center for the RBI extra base hit. Well, Watkins is lined out to third. He is grounded out to first. But a big first run. The Tigers up 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. McAfee still needs to get out of the inning. After a couple throws to second, the first pitch into Watkins is outside for a ball. McAfee glancing back at second. Croson not too far off. And now this one is hit well towards left field. Going back towards the fence, leaping up. Does he make a catch? He does. Oh, my goodness. Right in front of the fence, Aiden Lang. Not sure if he saved a home run, but he certainly saved extra bases and another run. But the damage done. Jeff West gets on the board first. The freshman and Croson, an RBI double. And the Tigers with a 1-0 lead. We're off to the home fifth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking.
Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
KNZA.
Well, it took until the top of the fifth inning, but Jeff West on the board first. How about the freshman leadoff man and Colin Croson? A two-out RBI double, scoring Gage Galley from second. And Cooper Watkins, who has been sensational today for the first time, is working with a lead on the bump. Blue Jays with Harper Schmelzley in the bottom of the fifth, now trailing 1-0. Fastball missing upstairs for ball number one. So Schmelzley, Ulrich, and Kramer. And the Blue Jays here in the home fifth. Same location, a little bit upstairs. Now two balls and no strikes. Watkins has struck out 8 today. He struck out the side in the second and also struck out the side in the fourth. So he has been on one, no doubt. Another pitch upstairs. Schmelzley working out in front, now 3-0. The winner gets Bishop Ward in a regional championship game after this one. And it's a four-pitch walk to lead off the inning. All four of those pitches were high fastballs outside the zone. Schmelzley aboard for the first time today, and here's Will Ulrich. So Schmelzley at first represents the tying run. Ulrich representing what would be a go-ahead run. We are in the bottom of the fifth. Watkins, first pitch low for ball one. Ulrich showed bunt and pulled back for the ball. And the first five pitches of the inning for Watkins have missed the zone. First four up high, that one down low. And a throw to first. And back safely is Schmelzley. Doesn't have a huge lead over there, but obviously in a game this tight and this late in it, you know, those runners are going to be well kept marked on. Here's a bunt and a great one put down. Galley at third makes the throw to first in time. So a big throw and catch there for the out. But Schmelzley to second base.
Shortstop number 7, Mitchell Kramer.
So the sack bunt put down. Schmelzley into scoring position with one out. Here's Mitchell Kramer, the leadoff man. He is 0-2, he is flown out to right, and he is grounded out to third. A 1-0 Jefferson West lead. They're in the bottom of the fifth on their home field, but they are the road team in this game today, being the lower seed, as it's a 3-2 matchup. And the next pitch runs inside and hits Kramer. So now two on and one out. Kramer takes first. An inside fastball just enough to clip the elbow. And a dangerous portion of the lineup coming up.
Bauman,
who has two hits today. And Coach Hypes is going to call a quick timeout as the game tension is rising late. A 1-0 Jeff West lead. We're in the home fifth. Blue Jays will have it at first and second with still only one out. Watkins has pitched very, very well today. He has thrown 80 pitches, and he has 8 strikeouts. But he gave a leadoff walk to Schmelzley, and then Ulrich laid down a beautiful sack bunt that went 5-3. And then the very next pitch, and the first one to Kramer, ran inside, hit him. So Schmelzley now at second base, Kramer the runner at first. Here is Bauman again, who's got 2 singles on the day, but he has not been past third and unable to score once he has gotten on. First pitch. It is in there for a strike number 1 call. He singled in the first on a 2-2 pitch, and his single in the third was on a 1-1 count. Count here, 0-1. Shows bunt, pulls back, and it bends in there, and it's quickly 0-2. Jeff West clinging to a 1-0 lead here in the fifth. Blue Jays with two on and one out, but an 0-2 count here on Bauman. Watkins steps at the belt and fires. Swing and a miss. A three-pitch strikeout for a huge out number two. Nine strikeouts for Watkins.
Christian McAfee.
And it's up to the senior pitcher, Christian McAfee. Two on and now two down. He will bat from the left side against the righty in Watkins. First pitch, hit out towards right field, but playable for Croson. Works into the gap, makes the catch. So the Blue Jays put two on and cannot score. Tigers hold on to the 1-0 lead. We head to the sixth inning of play here on KNZA. It's regional baseball coverage.
Chaim T.S. of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChaimTS.com to learn more. Chaim Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
KNZA.
Here we go to the sixth inning of play here on KNZA. Boy, what a good one we have here in semifinal number two. Jeff West, a 1-0 lead on the Big 7 champs, the Savetha Blue Jays. Christian McAfee back to work. Blue Jays got two on with one out in their last at-bat and could not score a run. So the Tigers still holding the 1-0 lead. Boyer steps in, followed by Thielen and Skahan. First pitch strike to Boyer by McAfee. Number two pitch is in there, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Boyer is struck out, and he is also lined out to center. An 0-2 by McAfee, outside, 1-2. Again, just one strikeout on the day. That was back in the first inning. The defense has played well behind McAfee. There's a swing and a foul tip. Stays 1-2. Big hit in the game was by a freshman in Croson. Two outs, RBI double. In the fifth, the difference in the game so far. 1-2, swing and a miss. Pulled the string for the second strikeout of the day.
Second baseman, Brody Thielen.
So one up, one down here in the top of the sixth. And here is Brody Thielen. He has reached twice. He was hit by a pitch in the second, also singled in the fourth. First pitch to him outside for ball one. Skahan will follow. Bishop Ward awaiting patiently the winner. This one is hit well to center field, and it drops in for a hit. So how about Thielen? Three at bats. He has reached three times. That is his second hit of the day.
Number six, Brady Skahan.
So a one-out single puts him on for Skahan, who's 0 for 2. Pop out short and a fly out to right. A 1-0 Jeff West lead here in the sixth. McAfee quickly back into the stretch position, and he'll set at the belt, fire, fly ball center field, Bauman teeing it up, he works back and makes the catch and gets it in quickly for out number two.
First baseman Eli Roberts.
So now one on, two outs. Runner at first is Thielen. Here's Roberts, who is 0 for 2, popped out to the pitcher, and is lined out to third. Line out in the fourth inning was the final out of the inning, and Tigers had a runner in scoring position at the time. First pitch to him in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Bishop Ward, the number one team in the state, awaiting the winner. Next pitch is outside for a ball. The throw is well in time to second base, and Thielen is caught stealing for the third out. So pretty quick work after a one-out hit, and we head to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Jays, another at bat, down 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Jefferson West holding on to a 1-0 lead against the Blue Jays. As the Blue Jays are in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 1-0 against Cooper Watkins and Co. Chase Fry leading things off. He's 0-2. When you move on to a regional title, lose, your season is done. We've had a good one to this point. Again, Jeff West, a 1-0 lead, and Chase Fry, a first pitch foul for strike number one. Fry, Grimm, and Lang due up in the home six. Blue Jays came in, a 17-5 record. Tigers at 16-6, and now a pop-up to the right side, tailing into foul territory towards the fence, and dropping it is Roberts. He had it in the glove, and what would have been an out. Grimm stepping up, thinking it was caught, but or maybe just helping out a teammate, grabbing the bat for him. So Fry catching a break, what could have been the first out. But the count is 0-2, so we'll see if that comes back to be an issue. Watkins has been sensational today with 9 strikeouts. His 87th pitch is grounded to the left side. Bioman at short, deep in it, long throw, and not even close. It beats the throw with an infield single, and the dropped foul ball turns into a base runner.
First baseman, Jacob Grimm.
So again, let's see if that comes back to be an issue. Jacob Grimm steps in. Fry at first represents the tying run. A big-bodied first baseman. He has walked and has also struck out. Watkins out of the stretch. A 1-0 game here in the home sixth. This one is ripped down the left field line, but foul. Just out in front of it is Grimm. And it is a loud strike number one. Well, Fry on an 0-1 count popped it to foul territory down the first base line. It popped out of the glove of Roberts. And it turned into an infield single. He is at first. Pitch rides inside. It's 1-1. Grimm's walk was a leadoff walk in the second, but then Watkins came back, struck out the side after that, so he did not move off that first base bag. 1-1. Tails outside. Now 2-1. So a hitter count here. A tying run represented at first base with Fry. Here in the bottom of the sixth in this regional semifinal. Watkins out of the stretch, glancing about 3 steps maybe off the bag at first, and a throw over there, Fry back in safely. 2-1 here on Grimm. He's got pop in that right side bat, a little closed on his stance. The 2-1. Ground ball, left side, past the diving third baseman Galley, and it's into left for a hit. Fry stops at second, And two on and nobody out. So back-to-back singles has Fry at second, Grimm at first. Fry represents the tying run. Grimm at first represents the go-ahead run. And what is a 1-0 game here in the home sixth. And here is Aiden Lang, who is 0-2. He has struck out twice. He hit a grand slam in the quarterfinal win against Hiawatha on Thursday afternoon. Now Watkins stepping off the rubber, chasing Fry back to second. Grimm is at first. But here's the chance that Sabetha has been waiting for. He'll show bunts, and he pops it up, but foul. Boyer can't get there in time, and it's 0-1. Let's see if he continues the trend to try to get these runners to second and third. Both teams have laid down sack bunts in this game. Well, the corner infield, especially Roberts at first, playing in. He will not show bunts, and he takes a curveball in there, called strike two. So not sure, he wasn't showing bunt there. Now the infield backs up a little bit. But a big 0-2 pitch coming up here for Watkins. It's on the way. It's hit to the left side. Does it have enough? And it does. It gets over the jumping Bioman at short. They get it in quickly, and the bases are loaded with nobody out for the Blue Jays. Three straight singles to start the inning. And Lang comes through on an 0-2 pitch.
Number 38, Reed Mitchell.
Welp. The Blue Jays, not exactly what they have wanted. And now they have the bases loaded with nobody out, trailing by one in the bottom of the sixth. And now Coach Hypes and crew meeting inside the center circle. And it appears Watkins will continue to pitch. He has been sensational today, but you go back to how the inning started with Fry, just a little routine pop-up to the right side in foul territory on an 0-1 pitch that was dropped by Roberts, which made the count 0-2, and on the very next pitch, Fry singled to get aboard. Grimm followed that with a single, and now Lang with a single. The bases are loaded with nobody out. And the meeting is done, and Watkins has to face the sophomore catcher, Reed Mitchell, who has struck out twice. 1-0, Jeff West, bottom of the sixth. Bases loaded, nobody out for the Blue Jays. Base hit could give them the lead. First pitch. Bends in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The tension rising on both sides. Bases loaded. Watkins coming out of the windup here, and now this one has popped up. Left side, foul territory. Galley makes the catch. So the big first out is made, and all three runners stand aboard.
Second baseman number three, Harper Spesley.
So that is the last thing Reed Mitchell wanted to do, a non-productive out. One out, base is still loaded now for Schmelzley, who has struck out and has walked. And he takes a strike on a curveball that clips the inside corner, 0-1. Fry at third, Grimm at second, Lang at first, one out, base is juiced. 1-0 Jeff West, bottom six, regional semifinal game. Another bender in there, and quickly another called strike. It's 0-2. If you are Schmelzley, you cannot afford to strike out. Can he get something in play here on 0-2? Advantage Watkins. The 0-2. Popped up right side. Shallow right field. This could be a play at the plate. It's caught. Croson coming in, and he gets it in, and everybody holds true. So they don't try to gamble the runner at third, and now there's two outs. It was cut off by the pitcher in Watkins, but it was shallow enough to keep Fry at third base. And now, after three straight singles to load the bases, a foul out and a fly out, and a chance for Watkins to get out of the inning with no harm done, it's number nine, Will Ulrich. Number 8 on the jersey, number 9 in the order. Takes a fastball high for ball 1. Boy, this would be a lost opportunity for the Blue Jays, but it's up to number 9 in the order. A 1-0. Another fastball high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. The difference in the game, an RBI double by Colin Croson in the 5th. Jeff West 1, Sabetha nothing. Bases loaded, 2 outs. 2-0 is outside. No, he gets the call. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Spoke a little soon there, so a big comeback pitch there for Watkins to get one on the board. Fry at 3rd, Grimm at 2nd, Lang at 1st. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. 1-0 our score, bottom 6. The lefty in Ulrich. Takes one high, 3-1. I would be shocked if he took the bat off the shoulder here on this pitch. A walk ties the game. Here's a 3-1. And he throws it right down the middle. A fastball knee high, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry at 3rd, Grimm at 2nd, Lang at 1st. A 1-0 lead for Jeff West. Sabetha with 2 outs and a full count, and a time called here for Ulrich. Well, for the senior Ulrich, maybe the biggest bat of his career. The windup in the 3-2, runners moving. Strike 3 call! He thought it was low, but right at the knees. And that gets Jeff West out of the inning. The Blue Jays load the bases with nobody out, and they can't score a run. We head to the 7th and final inning, and it's Jeff West holding on to a 1-0 lead.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First baseman, Eli Roberts.
Well, we are in the 7th inning in what is a 1-0 Jefferson West lead. The Blue Jays in their last at bat, loading them with nobody out and fail to score. McAfee back to work. First pitch swinging, popped up and out of play. It is Eli Roberts to lead things off, and it'll be 0-1. He has popped out to McAfee on the mound and is also lined out to 3rd. What a game we have had. Bishop Ward awaits the winner. Next pitch, a little bit outside, and it's 1-1. Roberts, Galley, and Beilman due up here in the top of the 7th. Jeff West now looking to add maybe an insurance run or two. Next pitch in the dirt, and it's 2-1. First game of the day saw number 1 ranked Bishop Ward defeat Perry LeCompton 7-0. And that next pitch runs inside, and a 2-1 gets away, and it clips Roberts. And he is hit by the pitch.
Third baseman, number 25, Gage Daly.
That was on a 2-1 count. So Roberts at first base. Here's Gage Daly. He walked and scored. The lone run of the game back in the 5th. Again, it was the RBI double by Colin Croson, the difference so far. Tigers 1, Blue Jays nothing. Here in the top of the 7th. McAfee back to work. Fires in the pitch. Foul straight back. It's 0-1. When Jeff West, if they can hold on, will get a rematch with Bishop Ward. That was the regional title game here last year, in which Bishop Ward won 6-2 on their way to the state tournament. Next pitch by McAfee in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. And Sabetha got to state last year, winning the Nemaha Central Regional, beating Riley County, Rossville, and the Thunder on their way to MHK. And now needing to rally against Jeff West, and they got to keep him off the board here, keep it a one-run game. 0-2 by McAfee. In the dirt, gets away, and that allows Roberts to get to second base. So a wild pitch through the knees of the catcher in Mitchell. And now a huge insurance run possible for the Tigers, but can they get him in? A runner at second now, Roberts, and the count 1-2 here on Galley. Closed on his stance from the right side. McAfee's pitch hit well to the left side, and it's over the outstretched arms of Kramer and into the gap. Here comes the insurance run, and as good as insurance as you can get, throw to second is in time. Galley tried to stretch a double and is thrown out at second base, but the key insurance run is in, and it's now 2-0.
Shortstop number 2, Drew Beilman.
So trying to stretch a single into a double, and credits Lang and left, getting it in quickly, but the job done, and the lead is now 2-0. And here's Beilman with nobody on and one out. He has popped out to second and also had that sacrifice bunt back in the fifth. Another pitch low, and it's quickly 2-0. A monumental insurance run for Jeff West here in the seventh. Double up this lead now at 2-0. An RBI by Gage Galley, trying to stretch a single into a double, but is thrown out. The inning started with Eli Roberts getting hit by a pitch on a 2-1 count. Blue Jays will have another chance, of course, in the bottom half. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Beilman. Almost swung Beilman out of his shoes, and it's 2-1. Or 2-1, should say. McAfee working quickly here. 2-1 on the way. Now one a little bit outside, and it is 3-1. Tucker Holthouse, 2 up next here for the Tigers. This will be the 89th pitch coming up here for McAfee. Now 3-1 here on Beilman. Holthouse up next. And a lift and fire. And a foul ball to the left side. Makes the count full. It's 3-2. 2-0, Jefferson West. A key insurance run here in the seventh. Still batting with nobody on and one out. The 3-2. Another foul ball to the left side. We'll do it again. Good at bat. Beilman racking up some pitches here. Another 3-2 about to be on the way. The big RBI in the inning. A single by Galley, driving in Roberts. Galley tried to stretch it into a double, but was thrown out at second. Pitch high and inside. Ball 4. And Beilman's on with one out.
Center fielder number 5, Tucker Holthouse.
Here's number 9 in the order, Tucker Holthouse, who is 0-2. A couple of flyouts, one to left and one to center. A one-out walk, Beilman at first base. McAfee continues, now has to go back to the stretch position. Lefty on righty. First pitch in there for a strike, it's 0-1. Blue Jays will have the top of the order in the seventh. They got to get this one done here and keep Jeff West from scoring any more runs. Next pitch was low. 1-1. Holthouse showed bunt. Pulled that quickly as that pitch was in the dirt. Beilman at first base. One out. 2-0 Jeff West here in the away seventh. Shows bunts and puts it down. It goes right back to McAfee. He has a chance for second. The throw is offline, but I think they're going to say a foul ball. spoke a little soon, so the bunts couldn't quite get down. So it's a strike, and it's 1-2, and it's probably fortunate for McAfee at Sabetha, because if that plays on, that throw throws Schmelzley off the bag, and everyone's probably safe. So Bioman goes back to first, now 1-2. Sets at the belt, fires. Foul ball to the left side, out of play. Fry chasing it towards the fence, and it's gone. So another 1-2 coming up. That was the 95th pitch for Christian McAfee. 105, of course, the pitch count. He has got 10 to spare, trying to at least go all 7. A 1-2 count, still only one out. Key run is in to make it 2-0. Ground ball, could be 2. Schmelzley on a flips to second for 1. On to first, in time, beautifully done. 4-6-3, traditional variety. But Jeff West, a key insurance run. An RBI by Gage Galley. Sabetha needs 2 to continue their season. We got the bottom of the 7th coming your way next.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, for the Sabetha Blue Jays, their season comes down to the bottom of the 7th, trailing 2-0 against Jeff West. Watkins is out. A new pitcher will try to shut the door here for the Tigers, as it will be Thielen who takes over. So how about Watkins? 10 strikeouts in 6 innings of work and no runs. So here we go.
The Blue Jays, number 7, Mitchell Kramer.
Watkins to second. Thielen to try to shut the door, get the save, and advance to a championship game. Blue Jays have the positive with the top of the order, and Mitchell Kramer leading things off. Thielen sets and gets off the rubber. Jeff West with 1 in the 5th and 1 insurance run in the 7th. A 2-0 advantage. Thielen's first pitch is outside for ball 1. Kramer has flown out to right. He is grounded out to 3rd, and he has been hit by a pitch. 1 ball, no strikes. Thielen's pitch. Inside corner, catching it, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Kramer, Bauman, and McAfee, 3-2 up for the Blue Jays, trying to extend their season. And another pitch right down Broadway, and it's quickly 1-2. Bishop Ward watching and awaiting the winner. A 1-2. Just missing outside. Great eye for Kramer and stays alive, evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes. The sun is out and shining. Here in Ozaki with Lake Perry in the backdrop. Another good eye. 2-2 is outside, and a big 3-2 pitch coming up here to Mitchell Kramer, a junior shortstop. 2-0 Jeff West here in the home 7th. Here's a 3-2. Outside, ball 4. That is a great at-bat for Kramer. He gets behind 1-2, and he leads it off, coming back with a walk. So he reaches for a second time and 4 at-bats, and here's Bauman. He is 2-for-3, 2 singles, and he has also struck out. So he represents the tying run. And quickly, Thielen must go to the stretch. His first pitch missing high. It's 1-0. here's another chance. The Blue Jays squandered one in the last inning, loading the bases with nobody out and unable to score. At that point, it was 1-0, and the Tigers followed with a key insurance run to make it 2-0. That's where we stand here in the home seventh. Next pitch upstairs. So it is 2-0 now on Marcus Baumann, the senior center fielder. And that one, he's watching all the way, and it clips the outside corner. That's a big call. Makes it 2 balls and 1 strike. Christian McAfee, 2 up next. Blue Jays trying to extend their season. Been to the state tournament back-to-back seasons, but on the brink of elimination. Next pitch missing high, and it's 3-1. You can feel the tension in the air on both sides. 3-1 counts. Open on the stance. The pitch hit well. Shallow center field, and it's going to drop in for a hit. And it boots off the leg of the center fielder, Holtout, and that allows Kramer to get to third without a throw. So that allows Kramer to go first to third. And that might be it for Thielen. So we have a pitching change with the Blue Jays threatening once again. A 2-0 Jeff West lead in danger in the bottom of the seventh. Runners at the corners and nobody out. We step aside back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance.
When you think about your farming operation, we help you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvement, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Well, a new pitcher is in for Jeff West. It's Gage Galley. As it looks like they move Watkins to third, and Thielen goes to second. And what is a 2-0 Jeff West lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning, but the Blue Jays have runners at the corners with nobody out. And a big-time spot for the senior Christian McAfee. Well, the Blue Jays squandered an opportunity in the sixth where they loaded the bases with nobody out, trailing 1-0, and were unable to score. Now with their season on the line, they threaten again. Here is Galley, his first pitch, inside for ball one. McAfee has reached the fielder's choice. He has singled and stolen a base. He has also flown out to right. A 2-0 game in the home seventh. Swing and a miss. Runner takes off. Throw to second. Not in time. A base hit could tie the game as Baumann steals second base. Boyer with the throw. It one hopped into second, but it was a little bit tardy. Kramer at third. Baumann at second base. A 1-1 pitch on the way. This is hit well. Straight away center field, back towards the fence, and dropping it right in front of the fence. It's dropped by Holthaus, his second error of the inning, and one run is in. It is 2-1. That was near the fence and maybe 10 feet from a walk-off home run. So McAfee to second. That is the second error of the inning by Holthaus, and now second and third with nobody out in a 2-1 game. And Chase Fry with a chance to maybe win it. I think Coach Hypes talking to the umpire, maybe trying to make the argument of a catch and then a bobble on the transition. But they do not get that reversal. It is an error. and a near walk-off home run, but now a 2-1 lead for Jeff West. Kramer scores from third, Bauman at third, and McAfee at second base with two crucial errors in the inning. A base hit could win the game for the Blue Jays. Galley will go out of the windup here with the infield in. Taking his time, gets the sign, releasing and firing. First pitch is low and in the dirt for ball one. Fry has popped out to second. He has struck out and has singled. What a game this has been. What an ending here down the stretch. A do-or-die ball game in the regional semifinals in Ozaki. A 1-0. Ground ball left side, and it's through the hole and into left. The game is tied at 2-2 as Fry comes through with the RBI single. Bauman is in, and McAfee stops at third. It is unraveling for Jeff West, and now a chance to win it for Jacob Grimm. The winning run at third base is McAfee with still nobody out. The infield has no choice but to play in, and they will intentionally walk Grimm. Remember what happened when Grimm walked to load the bases in the game against Hiawatha on Thursday. Aiden Lang came up and two pitches in, belted a grand slam over the left field fence. And they intentionally walk Grimm to get to Lang, and obviously you put all bases in play in terms of getting it out. But the bases are loaded. Two crucial errors in the inning. The Blue Jays have the game tied. Still nobody out. And a chance to win it with the senior left fielder, Aiden Lang, who is 1-for-3 with a single. And Galley going to have to pull out some magic here to keep Jeff West in this game tied. McAfee at third, the winning run represented. Fry is at second, and Grimm is at first. First pitch by Galley, a called strike on the outside corner. The Blue Jays trail 2-0 coming into their final at bat. And they have tied the game and then some. Chance to win it, 0-1. Boy, what a bender in there, but doesn't get the call. Just a little bit inside, and it's 1-1. Two errors in the inning have not helped out the Tigers' cause. Here's a 1-1. Another bender in there. This time it ends up a little bit high, and it's two balls and one strike. Now you can't walk them here. That wins the game for the Blue Jays. The infield is in. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. It is outside. I would expect Lang to take a 3-1 pitch here. McAfee representing the winning run at third, and now a time as Boyer in the infield will come in to have a little bit of a chat. Well, the Sabetha fans on their feet anticipating a potential walk-off win. Galley must throw a strike. Bases loaded, nobody out. Count 3-1 to Aiden Lang. A 2-2 game in the bottom of the seventh. Here it is. It is hit well. Left field going back. And not getting there is Jacobson. And it's up against the fence. And Lang walks it off. And it's a 3-2 win for the Blue Jays. Absolute pandemonium. As the Blue Jays rally to score 3 in the seventh to advance to the regional championship game. Unbelievable finish here in Ozaki. The hero tonight, Aiden Lang, with the game-winning RBI to left field. And a 3-2 Blue Jays win. Incredible stuff, and we still got a regional championship game coming your way. But we'll step aside and bust it out, break it down. When we come back, a 3-2 come from behind Sabetha win over Jeff West, and we'll talk about it a little bit more after this on KNZA.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
An absolutely incredible finish. In this second semifinal game in Ozaukee, the Sabetha Blue Jays walk it off on an RBI single by Aiden Lang, down 2-0 going into their final at-bat. The Blue Jays scratched three across, got some help via a couple of errors, but nonetheless, we expected a great game, and it turned into a great game with a walk-off finish. So about 25, 30 minutes or so, we'll have this regional championship game between number one, Bishop Ward, and number two, Sabetha. But let's break this one down real quick. Again, 3-2 the final. Blue Jays win it, improved to 18-5. And a heartbreaking defeat for Jeff West as they will finish with a record of 16-7. But Jeff West, again, both pitchers got off to great starts. Cooper Watkins, six strong innings. He struck out 10, but not enough to get his team the win as it was given away in that seventh inning. But Jeff West got on the board first. It took until the fifth inning, and the big hit was a freshman, Colin Croson. It was an RBI double. Gave the Tigers a 1-0 lead. And then the Blue Jays, in the bottom of the sixth, load the bases with nobody out. And then a pop out, a fly out, and a strikeout in the next three at bats kept them off the board and kept Jeff West in front by a 1-0 score. And then the Tigers would add a huge insurance run in the top of the seventh on an RBI single by Gage Galley. Tried to extend it to a double, but was thrown out at second base, driving in Roberts. So we went to the bottom of the seventh. The Tigers were leading 2-0. And the new pitcher came on in Brody Thielen. He gave up a walk to the leadoff man in Mitchell Kramer. And then Bauman singled, and then an error by Holthaus in center allowed Kramer to go first to third. And then McAfee reaching as he launched a ball towards the track in right center, and it was popped out of the glove of Holthaus in center. So that loaded the bases with nobody out, and Fry came through with an RBI single to make it 2-1. And then also, again, Grimm, they intentionally walked him to get to Lang. And that, I should say, that McAfee at bat brought in Bauman to tie the game to make it 2-2. Then Fry comes through with an RBI hit for the second run, I should say. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here. That first hit by McAfee brought in the first run for the Blue Jays, beg your pardon. Then Fry's hit, an RBI single, tied the game at 2. And then they intentionally walked Grimm. The bases were loaded. Nobody out. That point tied. Aiden Lang on a 3-1 count, swinging all the way, launching it out into left field for a hit, and the game-winning RBI knock for the senior left fielder. The final tallies in this one, as we still got one more, and a trip to the state tournament is on the line, as Sabetha will take on the number one ranked team in Bishop Ward here in about 25 or so minutes. So again, Sabetha, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 11 on base. And for Jeff West, again, their season ends at 16-7. They go 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, 2 crucial in that 7th inning, and they left 4 on base. So the top 2 seeds are into the championship. Number 1, Bishop Ward, and number 2, Sabetha. We're about 25 minutes away from first pitch. We'll send it back to studio, Kurt Kilman. On the ones and twos, we'll keep you occupied, but don't go anywhere. We got a championship game. It's coming your way after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.